Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe America Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline where the weather is absolutely magnificent. These are the kinds of days that the Chamber of Commerce loves to talk about. Stacy's on the line with me. I'd like to say hi, Stacy. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
Before Robert gets here, tell us real quick what our website is, so that people can know that. And by the way, if somebody wants to call in, we don't usually take call-in people, but every once in a while, the call-in number is 347-326-9949. Go ahead, Stacy.
Okay. It's mcgeepublishing.com, and that's M-C-G-E-E, and the phone number is 800-460-4673, and you'll get me.
All right, while we're waiting for Robert, there's a couple of things that I thought I would like to just talk about. We live in a time right now that is different than anyone Americans have ever experienced before. We live in a time of uncertainty. We live in a time where it's hard to know who to trust, who to believe, and who to have confidence in. I had one of my Facebook friends just on a little post say, you know, my daughter just got finished reading 1984 for her high school assignment.
Oh, wow.
When she did, I looked at her and I said, this is this other fellow saying, I can remember when I read this, and the only place that we would think about where it could be true was in the Soviet Union, which no longer exists. And now, Big Brother is in America. And this is just something that we have never experienced before. Let's take the example of what's happening in Syria. It's irrefutable that some people have been gassed. Sarin gas has been used to kill 1,500 people. This is the red line that President Obama said if the Syrians crossed, he would act. And so he wants to bomb the Assad regime. And yet, it certainly isn't clear that the Assad regime is the one that used the gas. It could just as easily have been the rebels that did it. And we're asked now, well, you know, the president, the secretary of state, and, you know, we have irrefutable proof. And, you know, believe us, trust us. Proof less than a year ago, when the president got on the TV, and then before the day after Benghazi, and said, well, this is a spontaneous reaction to a YouTube video about Muhammad. So they went off and 50 agents arrested this poor Coptic guy and threw him in jail, and he stayed in jail for about 6 months. Now, then he went in front of the UN and said exactly the same thing 2 weeks later, and we've come to find out everybody knows that it's a lie. Well, if he was lying then, how do we know that he isn't lying to us now? When he also lied about Fast and Furious, he lied about the NSA, lied about several other things. And here we are as Christian people. How do we handle this? How do we process this? You know, Stacy, when you were a little girl, if the government told you something, did you believe it?
I did. I was so proud of my government and proud to be an American.
I've always been proud to be American, too. I'm still proud to be an American. But I don't believe the Obama administration or John Kerry or Hillary Clinton or Susan Rice or any of these people at face value, because they have flat lied to us so much. And here we are. We're mandated to pray for our leaders. Those are our leaders and the scoundrels. How do we pray for them? I know how I do, but I'm not sure that it's the right thing. How do you pray for them, Stacy?
I pray for God's intervention, and I pray for their conviction, and I pray for God to pour his wisdom into them and have mercy on us as a country for turning our back on him. Contrary to public opinion, we are a Christian nation. And
oh, yeah.
We've done a lot to hack God off.
We have gone against our value system very badly, but it still exists. And it still exists in millions and millions of people. Now, when I pray that they are exposed to the world for who they are, and this is doing it. I think my prayer is being answered.
Oh, absolutely. And he promises, God promises, that he will bring to light what has been hidden in darkness.
And this is all darkness. Now, think of it this way. And when Obama said to Assad, if you use chemical weapons, we're going to intervene and bomb you. He was pretty clear about that about a year ago. And this civil war has been going on. Civil war, by the way, it's not between two nations. It's internal, none of our business. But at any rate, it's been going on for 30 months, and we haven't done anything so far. Now, because of the gas, all right, if Assad is winning, if he's winning, why would he use the sarin gas? The answer is he wouldn't.
Exactly.
If he's winning and he uses sarin gas, then the United States comes in, he's going to lose. So if you're winning, you don't have to just resort to something that is going to destroy you. Now, the rebels, if they use the sarin gas, then, and they're losing, they've got nothing to lose, and they know that the United States will come in, bomb Assad, and arm them and supply and arm the rebels and everything else. The only people that have anything to gain by it are the rebels, certainly not Assad. And yet, you know, this thing is so mixed up. The Assad regime has 50 Scud missiles aimed at Israel that if they're bombed by us, they're going to fire them into Israel. That will bring Israel into it. Instead of it being a civil war, then Israel's involved. If Israel gets involved, the Iranians said that they're going to come in on the side of Assad. So the Russians and perhaps the Chinese. Obama is potentially starting World War III or Armageddon simply to save face because he said something he shouldn't have said, and now he looks like a fool, which is exactly what he is anyway.
Yeah, and Jeff, the ironic thing is this is all lining up just like Scripture says.
This is some really, really tough stuff. And in America, nearly all evangelicals believe that the next prophetic thing to happen is that they are going to be raptured and pulled out. Now, that's not entirely clear either. We're not here for the day of the Lord, which is the seventh trumpet. But it can be hell on earth for several years before then, and Christians will go through all of the negative things that the prince of this world has for them. There is no downside. There is no condemnation with the Lord, and he will not punish us, his children, but he will allow us to go through the things he's always led his people go through to purge them of their sin and their evil. And here we are in this nation where 50 million women have gone against the maternal instincts of mammals and aborted their babies, killed their babies, without just beating up on them. Just think of what the consequences of that are to our nation as far as the woundedness of all of those women. Now,
that doesn't count, even account for the people who are in the workforce. It's phenomenal
really
what we've done.
You know, we have, we call right wrong and wrong right, and we have dumbed down morality to the point where just about anything goes, not because God has changed his mind in his word, but because we have decided that we don't want to call sin sin, so we'll just change the definition. And somehow we think that that's okay and that God is okay with it, because the fundamental thing that we have lost is our fear of God. If you lose your fear of God, then anything goes.
Yeah.
You can make anything right in your mind if there are no consequences for it.
Exactly.
And we have lived on the, we've lived on the fruit of generations past and the wealth of generations past. Now, we have squandered that wealth and we are in massive debt. If you could think of it this way, and people need to think of it this way, every tax-paying person owes $140,000 as their part of the national debt. $140,000. So you say, well, you know, a family of four with the mom and dad working, that would be almost $300,000, and then their kids are going to owe money too. So this is, if you know, if they own a house and they have a mortgage that's a couple hundred thousand dollars, and they're, you know, and they're paying on a couple cars, and yet they're, you know, they're paying for the groceries and they're paying all their bills, and it's like, okay, well, we seem to be doing okay, but they don't really process that to just take care of what has already been squandered, they owe close to $300,000 just to get even, and that doesn't have anything to do with their mortgage,
no,
paying for kids' schools, braces, anything else.
No, it's staggering.
Yeah. And yet, we have a leader who will spend $100 million on a vacation in Africa. And not blink an eye at it, who will go to a trip on Martha's Vineyard just less than a month later that costs about $5 million, and, oh, by the way, have another airplane fly his dog up there. And, of course, you know, people just say, well, that's just, you know, that's abusive and he shouldn't do that. You know, he put the dog on the plane. Well, the reason that he won't put the dog on the plane is that Muslims won't fly with a dog. That's against their rules. And, you know, he may say he's a Christian, but, boy, he certainly is a closet Muslim. That's the truth. And this is,
it is the truth, Jack. He wasn't vetted properly before he was nominated. It's just appalling what we have allowed to happen in America.
Mm-hmm. Some really, really sad things. And yet here we are. Our audience are Christian people, and there are millions of us, and it's like, what do we do? How can we stand up to this? The power, it all belongs to the president. They're spying on us. They're spying on every single thing that we do. The NSA is copying everything that is on this radio program. They have all the power, and we have none. That's how most people think, but it's not true.
No, we have the ultimate power.
Exactly right. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Amen.
Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. We have a relationship with Almighty God through Christ. And that is a power that is greater than any other thing. And yet we walk around defeated, whining, moaning, bitching, and slinging snot, thinking that everything is lost because the progressives and Obama and, you know, and Islam is coming and all of this, and everything is just completely falling apart, without realizing the strength that is ours, that belongs to us by right, by having a relationship with Christ. Now, we talk about this in the Search for Reality. Tell everybody where they can get that.
They can get that at our website, which is www.mcgeepublishing.com, M-C-G-E-E, and our phone number is 800-460-4673.
Now, you've read this book.
Yes.
All right. When the news becomes overwhelming, like now, what do you think? What I mean, we talk about these things and about, you know, and about the power that belongs to us, and that our, you know, that the warfare is not with Obama as a person. It's spiritual warfare. It's with, you know, it's with principalities and dominions, and that we are in a massive struggle for the heart and soul, not just of America, but of free people everywhere. Now, what goes through your mind when you see things that don't line up, like the stuff with Syria right now? I mean, this is like end time stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And Jack, that's the first thing that comes to my mind, is that these things have to happen. They're not happening like I thought, or, you know, but these things have to happen as we progress to the end times.
Here's another thing that, you know, in the pre-tribulational, premillennial, dispensational worldview, they find no place for America. So, well, since America, you know, isn't one of the ten horns in there, in the way that they have described all of this, Christians fatalistically believe that we are destined to decline, so they sit on their rears and do nothing.
And that's a big mistake.
It is a big mistake.
This is a time more than any other time in history where we should get up every day and put on our armor and receive only thoughts that come from the Lord. And when these fiery darts come, these negative thoughts, we're to put out our shield of faith, and we're to bring to thwart those fiery darts, to send them back. And we're to keep our mind focused on God. And Search for Reality teaches you, when these thoughts come in, and they come in like a flood, and you have to stop immediately and recognize where they're coming from. If they're not coming from God, then we don't want to entertain them. And we don't have
to. Then you have to renew your mind.
One of the greatest things I've learned from Robert McGee is that I can control my thoughts with the help of God. And if we take those little steps, then our paraclete is right there beside us to move us forward.
Well, these are important things, and these are things that we need to talk about, and that for Christian people, we should not be victims.
No.
In the military manuals right now, they have listed as extremist groups evangelical Christians, Catholics, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas. They've lumped us in there as extremists.
Well, Jack,
now,
who could be more extreme than the Muslims? Who could be more extreme?
Well, this is this. If you want to fundamentally change America from what it was to something it never has been, you have to marginalize Christian people, because we're the backbone of this nation.
And I refuse to be marginalized.
And this is what is happening now. It's going to continue to happen, and Christian people can either, as I have just said, whine, moan, cry, harp, and everything else that they wring their hands, or they can go to God, put on his full armor, and stand strong in the breach, because for such a time as this, we have been brought to this place to stand against the evil that threatens to destroy this nation.
Yes. And what does the Bible tell us? Having done all, stand.
Having done what?
Having done all, stand. When we've done all we can do, we stand.
If Christians stand, and you know what? There are still millions of Christians who are supportive of Barack Obama. They haven't got sense enough to pour you know what out of a boot.
Isn't that amazing?
They are willfully deceived. Willfully. They choose this deception.
Yeah.
Believing that this is the way for them to, I don't know. I mean, I don't see what value that there is. They just don't want all the negativity that goes along with standing against it. It's hard for me to put myself in the mind of a Christian who supports Barack Obama. I don't see how you can do it. I don't see how you can ethically, fundamentally believe the things of the scriptures and support someone who is so opposed to every single thing that we believe and hold dear and say, oh, isn't this wonderful? Well, he isn't.
Is it wonderful that we have more people on welfare than are working? Gosh. Is it right that we are supporting all of these illegal people coming into our country? If I did that in Italy, in Russia, I'd never be seen or heard from again, much less given benefits, for Pete's sake.
There are lots and lots and lots of things that are wrong. I think that, you know, right at this very minute, the most critical thing is what is happening in the Middle East. And, you know, it is very prophetic. There are things that are happening that are clear. And, you know, if we have eyes to see, then we can stand. If we don't, then we need to go to the Lord and ask for wisdom and discernment, and he will give it to us. Yes. If you don't have it, go to the Lord and ask for it. He's happy to give it to you. But when he gives it to you, you have to act on it. And that means you got to be strong.
Yes.
This is our whole thing. We have to be strong for this time and this place. But just think of this, just one last thing before we end this program. Most people don't ever get a chance to do anything of any value in life. You do. Everybody who's listening, you have a chance to stand and be strong for Jesus Christ in a time where there is monumental evil. It's a great opportunity. But it'll cost you. It always does. That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Now, Stacey, I want to thank you and just say that, you know, we talked about some things today that most people aren't willing to talk about, but we're going to continue to do that. And let me just say, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.